constitutional recognition for local government. Kay Hull, former member for Riverina, also former deputy mayor for Wagga City Council, is a strong advocate for local government. KG, it's good to talk to you on the radio again. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Anne.
Now, local government, for people who might not be sure about the role that local government plays, how important is it to our community?
Well, it is the most important government to our local communities, Anne. It is the government that's closest to the people. It's a government that really does deliver about 80% of the requirements of your community living, you know, through its rate base and rate power. So it is exceptionally important that we recognise local government as being one of the main frames of how our community operates, works and is successful.
And how would constitutional recognition play into that?
It is absolutely essential that local government gets constitutional recognition, because it then enables local government to be recognised federally in order to get grants directly to, monies directly to local government, streaming through directly rather than going through the states to administer, which is another level, another layer of bureaucracy, red tape, and of course takes an enormous amount of the bottom line off the dollar that's made available. I think there's only one program such as Roads to Recovery that was implemented by John Anderson at the time as Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Roads, where we decided we'd put the money directly to local government. And the bang for the buck out of that was absolutely sensational. You know, the local government organisations are by and large very, very efficient at delivering money. They're cost thrifty, extraordinarily efficient, and do get the right results, perhaps, you know, more than you would get in any other way of delivery.
Well, let's talk a bit about the way the money moves. And you've had the experience not only as a deputy mayor, so at the local council level, to see what eventually gets to a council budget, but you've also been at the federal level seeing how much it starts off with. What gets lost in administration through a state?
An extraordinary amount of money is lost through using two tiers of bureaucracy. So you have, you know, the departmental tier in the federal government that then administers to the departmental area in state government, which then takes its bite out of it and puts its flavour on it, and of course all of the costs that go with that, with all of the payment of all the bureaucrats and departmental people, and then it flows on down to local government. It's an extreme source of revenue for state governments to have that channel directly to state government. I mean, I think if state governments would be a little bit opposed to having local government recognition, because certainly would take away a revenue stream for them, and it would be quite a significant revenue stream, because the federal government does pay out a lot of money to local government through state grant processes. So I think it then streams down into the local area, which by then it could. I'm not done the statistics, so don't hold me to this, but I suspect you could get a less than 50% delivery from the original amounts.
So how did that happen in the first place? I mean, surely constitutional recognition is one thing, but surely common sense at some stage, someone would have said, hey, this is a bit wrong that we're losing all of this money in administration. Yeah, I know the states love it. It beefs their coffers up a bit. That's wonderful. But gee, that's as a taxpayer, that's not really where I want my tax dollars to go or how I want my tax dollars to work.
I think that's just lethargy and perhaps a lack of understanding of our three tiers of government, Anne. I think that the general populace, few people are interested in the way in which the tiers of government work through local, state and federal. They do know that their local roads require upgrading. They know that on their ways to and from work that they're driving over far more potholes and dodging far more, you know, sort of really serious issues on their roads. They do know that their parks and gardens may require watering or mowing, and the sporting recreation fields may not be up to scratch. And so they voice their disapproval of that without actually recognising that, you know, there is there is only an infinite amount of money on the rate base structure, and it requires further input and further injection of funds as our communities grow larger, get bigger and better expectations of what they want as a style of living, particularly in rural and regional areas. You look at Carosue for interest's sake. Now, Carosue is one of the largest rate bases in any rateable shire, yet it would have, largest road base, largest road network, yet it would have probably the smallest rate base. So what you have there is a problem of, you know, having so many roads to complete and upgrade, yet you don't have the rate base in order to deliver that. Yet state and federal governments can make decisions that impact on the way that money comes in, such as when there was the separation of land and water. The separation of land and water titles meant that, say, communities such as Hay, Carosue and other shires were only able to then collect rates off the land base and not off the combined water and land base. So their rate base reduced markedly, yet they were still expected to do the same and more with half of the funds.
Now, we've also seen this when we've seen the acquisition of private property then turn into national park, because that local government area loses that rateable property. So we see these decisions time and time again. We've already heard from the New South Wales Attorney General and New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell that they are happy to give local government symbolic recognition but not financial recognition. And this is a crucial difference. Kay, what needs to happen with this referendum? Because there is a referendum plan for this. What needs to happen for this referendum so that it's common sense and people think about it seriously?
The community's interest is to have local government recognised financially, constitutionally. As I said, by and large, local government are the best managers of money out of state and federal. Local government manages far more efficiently than any state bureaucracy or any federal bureaucracy. I've got to give you an example. You had the building education revolution. When the monies for the education buildings were streamed through the state, you received perhaps, three-quarters of the value of the money delivered on the ground. When it was streamed directly through the Catholic and independent schools, you received well in excess of the value of the money that was put into it by the federal government, because it was managed locally and on the ground. The product was secured locally. The labour was secured locally. And so, great savings were made. Thereby, you can get bigger bang for the buck. You must have constitutional recognition financially for local government if we are to have an equity of the way in which we live, particularly in rural and regional Australia.
Do you think it's going to be that simple with the referendum? Do you think we'll have, a shocking thing here, a common sense referendum question, that it will be simple and easy?
Not, Anne. Questions are generally designed to get the answer that the author of the question is requiring. If there is no heart and no soul and no desire and no will for local government to get recognition under the Constitution financially, then the question will be designed in such a convoluted way that people will be confused by this, and they will elect always to go with the devil they know rather than the devil that they don't. The question needs to be clear, straightforward. Should local government get constitutional recognition in order to get further access to funds to build and better deliver services, amenities, facilities into communities? It's as simple as that. People will say, yes, that's what I want.
Kay Hull, always a pleasure to talk to you. I don't think we talk to you anywhere near enough as we possibly should. And we'll see how we go with this referendum. Thank you very much for talking
to me. Thank you very much, Anne.